Casey and Clayton. And the South Saskatchewan River. That's taken from their Carrying On album.
Hi, I'm Mimi Obonswin. Oh. You're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM from the Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario.
Wow, thanks, Mimi. Okay. Yeah. So, Casey and Clayton. I think they're cousins. I don't think they're brother and sister. I think they're cousins. Carrying On was the album from 2019. We also had in there Moon Fruits. Boy, these guys, I like these guys a lot. And let's see. I'm wondering if they're coming to town in the next little while. We'll just have to wait and see. That was a track called 7 Billion. Came out a couple of years ago on their Salt album, which I think is still their latest, though they tell me that they might have a new one coming in the fall. So let's hope. Let's hope. And I'm With Her starting us off. Standing on the Fault Line from The Wild, The Clear, and The Blue. And apparently I've been mispronouncing a name in there for as long as I've been playing them and playing her. Basically this band is, it's the first name that I'm going to screw up because it was not what I expected it to be. I've been calling her Sarah Juarez, but I think it's something a little stranger in the pronunciation stage, though. Sarah Juarez. Afy O'Donovan and the magnificent Sarah Watkins says I'm With Her, and they are coming, well, they're coming to Toronto. That's as close as they're going to get to us, I think. I'd love to see them. That would be a treat and a half. Okay, I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything, where we just kind of play it by ear and, you know, have fun playing all kinds of weird and wonderful things. If you've got a band or you know a band that you want to support that you think might fit into what I do here, send it to me. folkeverything@cfrc.ca. That easy. Really, it is. Okay, it's a beautiful day outside. Have you been out? Well, take your radio when you go. Okay, that's all I can say. All right, what do we got now? Lauren Taggart. Yeah. This is from, well, her big album anyway. Let's just, she just won awards for this and stuff. And I think she's great. I sat with her for while she won, was winning her award, I was sitting at the table with her and she just almost lost it. It was pretty funny. I like that a lot. Yeah, Lauren Taggart. Ohio is the track we're going to play for you. Lost Art of Pulling Through is the name of the album. We've got a band called Big Hog. One of the things that I love to do when I travel is hit used CD stores. Because if you're, you know, in another country or even on another continent, you're going to find stuff in there that, well, has never even been released here, let alone available. So, this is one of those. I've had this CD for, well, let's see. It was more than a year ago, and I finally opened it up. It's a band called Big Hog. I'm going to play you a track called The Executioner. It's from their self-titled album. I think you're going to enjoy it. I have it. I played it in my car for about a week, so. And Ash Malloy, who was recently here as part of Spring Reverb, we got a track from her as well. And it's just for you, right here with me. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Go crazy. see at the start when no one's really buying? Kick that drink and take things back. Let the past stay in the past. You'll sit in your reflections. Oh, nothing beats connection. Never kissed my blues away.
Played last weekend at Spring Reverb. I managed to catch one of her shows, and it was a lot of fun. I was expecting a somewhat softer sound, but no, that was okay. That was one of the softer ones I found. Called I Knew from Ash Molloy. And that's out as a single now. It's a new single from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Yeah. Ash Molloy. Okay. Big Hog in there with the Executioner. It was moving along really nicely. Got a little weird at the end there, though, didn't it? that's okay. But, you know, the cover looked like it could very well have been a metal band. So, and I bought it on the recommendation of the guy in the store. He said, you're looking for this stuff? Well, maybe you should try this. And he gave me an album that was 8 years old at the time, called Just Big Hog. And it's a wonderful album. I've really enjoyed it. So, let's see. Who else do we have in there? Oh, Lauren Taggart. The wonderful Lauren Taggart. That was Ohio from her latest album. Yeah. The art, Lost Art of Pulling Through. She was living in Montreal, but apparently, according to Rachel Flohill, she's now moved back or is in the process of moving back to Toronto. So, that would be nice. Lauren Taggart, yeah, maybe she'll come and play here more often with that. Let's, fingers crossed, okay? How's that? Okay, we've got a slightly heavier set coming up now. We're starting off with Van Camp, who I saw last night at the Grad Club. Piner brought him in. He's from Peterborough. His last album was really acoustic and folky, and he shows up on stage with five. There were five of them on stage, so it was a rock band. But I'm going to play you a thing from him called Seasons at this point, taken from the Camper Van album. Yeah. And the next two will be a surprise. How's that? But we're walking on the wild side with them. So, no Lou Reed. But let's just get rid of that. Let's pop up Van Camp. This is how it goes. I'm Hugh. You're listening to Folk Everything on CFRC. Love to hear from you anytime. Send me an email, folkeverything@cfrc.ca. From Peterborough, Ontario, this is Van Camp on Folk Everything.
Talking about, you're sitting at home on your parents' couch, and you asked me, what is it that you need? I'm done painting with a wider brush, I've had enough of nothing much, and you said you needed space to breathe. Start over, just take some time. Seasons get colder, you leave them behind. You keep thinking that this is a test, and I'm sick of getting your second best. You said you needed some relief. We can start over, just take some time. Seasons get colder, you leave them behind. Friends and dancing in a field, one and two, and I'm without you. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? I'll stare at the stars and hope that we can share the sunlight when it comes. We can start over, just take some time. The seasons get colder, you leave them behind.
The This song was written by Elvis Presley.
Sing on this one if you like.
Well, this time you hurt me, you really did it this time.
after shaking my hand, God forbid. trousers are gone. You see me on the farm, you saw me on the Israelites.
Richard Thompson live, and that's Crawl Back Under My Stone. And he tacked on some of the Israelites at the end of that, which I thought was pretty fun. Yeah. Richard Thompson. And then, and where did we find that? Well, that was live in Honolulu. Came out 2022. He put out a couple of live things during COVID. There was a live in London, a live in Honolulu. That was Crawl Back Under My Stone. Yeah, self-effacing Richard Thompson. Okay. We had John Cale. Ow. That came out in 2010 live at Rock Palace. Heartbreak Hotel. I first heard him do that on it was one of these weird things, you know. You see the ads for the concert, and you think, oh, I'd love to go to that. It's in England. I can't go. This was back, well, anyway, the album finally came out of that show, and it was Nico, Eno, John Cale, somebody else. Somebody I discovered on that album. Yeah. Might have been Kevin Ayers. Okay. Anyway, June 1st, 1974 was what the album was called. And he did it live on that, but with a little more rock in it. But here's an updated version of John Cale's Heartbreak Hotel. Van Camp starting us off with Seasons, taken from his Camper Van album. He's from Peterborough. He will be at Mariposa as well. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, we still got so much more to play for you. We've got only got an hour and 20 minutes to do it. So, Frank Zappa quote comes to mind. Shut up and play your guitar. Okay, I can do that. All right. First, we're going to run a couple of these, and we'll be right back.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at HuntingtonSociety.ca.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality. And that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
I don't know, jazz could be a great Canadian talent as well, but of course the Americans did kind of originate it, so it's not much you can do about that. Whoa, hush, hush, hush. Oh my goodness, everything's jumping in at once. Wow, we got two songs started at the same time. that funny. Okay, we won't do that again. Because we do have an really, this is, I think these are all covers, okay? I'll just tell you who wrote them. We're starting off with a Joni Mitchell song. We're then going to play a Burt Jantz track. And finally, a Beatles song done by none of those artists at all. I'll tell you about it when we're done. This is, what are we starting with? Oh, yes, this one. I Don't Know Where I Stand, Joni Mitchell track on Folk Everything.
I know that I miss you. We talked so much.
Till midnight, all right? There's nowhere to go.
We talked so much about the Beatles earlier on. I thought we should do a Beatles song. But can you give me more reverb on my voice? Because I'm going to sing this kind of soft and
of the rice in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear? taxi, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely
find that. I can tell you. Just a sec. Okay. And we got rid of that. There we go. Joe Jackson. Eleanor Rigby. That was recorded live at WFLW or V. Year 2000. That was released as a kind of a promo thing. Joe Jackson. I don't get to play much Joe Jackson, because he does really fit in. But I love Joe Jackson. I've seen him a bunch of times. And yeah, I'm a very large fan of Joe. So nice to be able to play him. We had, Fairport Convention. And I Don't Know Where I Stand. Joni Mitchell track, of course. That was from early stuff. That was fairly early on in their career. Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, It Don't Bother Me. Taken from the Raise the Roof album from 2021. Alrighty then. Stop that. She was gone, but the levels were down, so you didn't hear her, but I saw it moving, so I stopped it. Yeah. I'm thinking this woman should come to Kingston. That's what I'm thinking. Hang on. Why can't I even hear myself? Let me try.
Oh, that one. That's much better. No. All right. I'm thinking that this woman should come to Kingston. If you agree, please send me an email and let me know. I was going to bring her in as a house concert, but I tend to think that I need more people. So, Susan O'Neill is her name. I've played a lot of her stuff over the last little while, a couple of years. What are we going to play from her? We're going to play a live version of a song called Tijuana. It's newish. But we're thinking maybe July. Maybe the middle of July, okay? If you're interested in seeing her, please let me know, okay? Okay, this is the fabulous Irish chanteuse, Susan O'Neill, sometimes goes by the name S-O-N, when she was doing albums with Mick Flannery. But here it's just Susan O'Neill, live, Tijuana, on Folk Everything.